Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Dennis Prout is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with a financial professional.
Good morning, everyone listening. Man, it is great to be here on this incredible summer day. What a summer we're having.
Yes.
Today, August 2nd, 2018.
I don't want it to be August yet.
It's incredible. Like, incredible.
Looks like Shay went to a store called Summer and purchased that dress.
Is it
a dress or a top?
It's a top.
Top. Looks like it's a summer top.
Well, you know, me and Wendy, we like the TJ Maxx.
I
see her more there than on Facebook, I think.
Mr. Prout, as always, is in his conservative custom fit suit, though, looking good.
Appreciate it, Ron.
For just giving the audience a little visual here.
Yeah,
today.
His suits are on point this summer.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Dennis.
Fun. Well, thank you for those who are listening. We love doing this program. For me, it helps keep me sharp. Keeps us going in terms of new information. We're going to try to share that today. Today, the name of the show is Mind the Gap. We're talking about the income gap between when you might partially retire and when you collect Social Security benefits or other fixed income sources, or take those sources as income, and how to do that. How to begin to look at this. I would call it a glide path. How do we begin to think about turning down the heat from the work that we're doing, and to think through this process of how do we make this happen? Everyone's always talking about, well, you need this product or this strategy, or you need to invest in stocks or bonds or mutual funds or whatever. But how do we think about this in terms of income versus expenses? And how do we begin to actually orchestrate this whole thing to make it work given our general situation? Obviously, we have to talk generally here on the radio. So many of us, as we're going through our careers, we're thinking about children, education, cars, all the rest of it. Part of this is thinking through what you can do with what there is. So the glide path, first part is think about not what the income is, what the expenses are. Think about what you'd like to do with what there is. What is the end goal? Think about that first. Because then that can motivate you through the pain and suffering of having to think about what the expenses are.
The budget.
Yeah. I hate the word. Does anyone like the word? I'm sure there's some people who like the word budget. But think about, for some of us, we need to think about what do I want to accomplish given that we're at retirement? What is important to me about money first? What would we like to see happen?
I want to build a she shed. I mean, I have a shed. I want to make it a she shed. If you add an A, I guess then it's just a Shay shed. But either way, I've got visions to remodel it. I mean, if you're talking about dreams here.
Everybody has their goals.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So you want to take up your father's trade, in essence, when you retire. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, right now. He built me a fence this week, and it's beautiful.
And it was no mean fence.
No, it's custom. Yeah. It's very nice.
Her dad is quite the woodworker, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out there to Jim Pataja. Hope you're doing well today, sir. So anyway, think about what you'd like to accomplish. Now, this has to be mystical, obviously, but do we want to travel? What is it that maybe we've put off for a long time? Maybe my wife and I want to write a book together. You know, how to stay married for 30 years or whatever. How we stayed married, whatever it might be. And it might be doing something individually, like Shay wants to learn how to build and hold a hammer. Maybe you already know how to hold a hammer.
I've got
whatever.
That down.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe it's something that you've not allowed yourself to think about. to motivate to think about, all right, now that I know what it is we want to accomplish, or we know, what are our basic expenses? And those basic expenses can be made up of a variety of things, including, any ideas?
The expenses or the source of the expenses? What you're going to have? Health care, hello, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right?
Mortgage, groceries.
There may be mortgage, groceries.
Gas, cars.
Child care still, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Clothing, dining, entertainment, gifts, groceries, health care, hobbies.
Fines. Oh, no. That,
laundry.
That.
Yeah, fines from parking tickets parking in Traverse City. That never happens to anybody, though,
no.
Right?
No.
No. That never happens. Pet care, recreation, vacation, travel. So get a list, and you may want to check that list against another list provided for you by some outside service. Now, we do this as part of our financial plan, but obviously we're not always going to think of everything. Maybe you want to track it for 1 to 3 months about what are our expenses on a monthly basis, so you can know what it is you have to conquer to get there.
I have a line that just says Target.
Target.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you go to Target,
like
you can't, yeah, that's...
It's a girl thing.
You go there, yeah, it's a girl thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Target just basically gets a free pass, which is terrible.
Right.
It's actually terrible.
You're right, and Target does, it tells you what you want to buy when you go in.
It does.
You
Unfortunately,
don't know.
It always takes me back to when my mom would take me shopping for school, and invariably, I became helpless as we walked into the department store, and I literally want to lie down.
Yeah.
So it's awful.
I think anyone shopping
the
with
scars
their mother
from the past can't be recovered.
My mom would say she'd run into Joann's. I'll be just a minute. An hour later, it felt like when you're a kid, it was a total hour, maybe two. Anyways.
Yes.
It's true.
There is a difference between the
This is why budgeting is hard. Yeah, you buy chainsaws and tractors now, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so there.
The guys, generally, guys, know that there's nothing like the smell and the sound, right? Good old diesel. It's like
Dennis wants
it's like
to be
the perfume
a lumberjack.
Of,
you watch. When he decides to get out of certified financial planning.
As long as it's sharp, I'm good, you know?
You should have quit your day job when the storm hit. People were paying out of pocket to get those trees down.
Oh, believe me, going down Northwoods Drive, there was a guy the next morning, kind of working our way through there. There were several people with chainsaws sawing a tunnel through the trees so people could drive down through there.
I didn't believe it till I saw the pictures.
Yeah. We might have found a guy who likes the word budget.
Awesome.
Well, let's talk to him.
Tim is on the line in Traverse City with Dennis Prout on WTCM.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Tim.
I have a different take on a budget. Most
let's hear
people
it.
Look at a budget as confining and restrictive. I look at it as setting you free. I got yelled at by my wife 1 week because I worked 129 hours.
Hmm.
And then the next week, I said I was going to work less, and I worked 126, which was less, but she still yelled at me.
Was that an eight-day week?
Seven days.
7 days.
And so I told her specifically, I says, I cannot reduce my hours because I don't know what you spend. If I knew what you needed, I could reduce my hours. Well, she told me what her expenses were. I determined what I needed for long-term and everything, and then I just reduced my hours. So it actually allowed me freedom because if I don't know how much money I need, I'm just going to keep working because when I work, I have money. So I look at it as a freeing up of your time, and it could be something as long-term as like you're talking about your retirement. Mm-hmm. If you properly budget and you put that money aside, you can retire earlier. So a budget allows you to have more free time. Now, if something comes up that is an additional expense, I just work more hours and I cover that additional expense. But ultimately, it allows me the free time that my wife wants with me, and then it allows me to do the things that I enjoy.
So look at that. The budget can be freeing.
Love the perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Man.
And the
good
work
stuff.
Ethic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for the call in Traverse City there.
That's a great way to look at it.
Imagine mm-hmm. that. How many people are idle that could be working and earning more money for whatever it is they want?
And putting a bow on that, if you will, having the emergency fund set aside when that emergency does happen because you work the extra hours or whatever it is, all of a sudden it is the freedom. Well, you know, now I've spent down the emergency fund because I had an emergency. Well, at least you had it there, obviously.
At least you had it there, yeah.
To spend, to cover mm-hmm. whatever it is that happened, the $2,000 or $3,000 charge or whatever the heck that was. So given that, that's a great point. Thanks, Tim, for the call. So what are they? What are our basic expenses? And then what are our extras that we might want to have as a part of this? Part of this, too, is thinking through some of the concerns. We'll take a break right after this, but I thought this was fantastic. What are our money concerns? Not having a paycheck? Working through that. Running out of money. A big concern for retirees. How do we extend that and as best we can continue to manage that throughout our life expectancy? Suffering investment losses and then leaving money to others. We'd like to leave some if possible, some might say. All right, so when drawing income, always consider the tax. Now, when we're talking about a glide path, generally we're talking about waiting on Social Security benefits or even a pension, especially if they're going to be increasing over some time. Even 3 to 4 years as a wait can make a huge difference. When you're waiting, you may need to draw money from investments. Always take a look at the tax impact first. It's always the major cost. So where do we draw that from? And then once we've determined the best tax means or the best most tax-efficient place to draw, then it's setting up the portfolio so that it can handle taking those withdrawals, whether it's even laddering CDs, which are now in the 2 to 3% range in terms of interest. All of a sudden, there is some interest there.
Is that a good – well, I mean, so some people may say, well, that's pretty conservative and safe, but at least mm-hmm. CDs are paying you up to 3% apparently.
Yes, right.
Do you look at the rate of inflation and decide, does that factor into whether that's a good place to park some money?
Only if you're looking longer term. Okay. Generally, what we're talking is about a 3 to 5 year drawing the intensity of the withdrawal, requiring us to have those funds laddering, those CDs are coming due or coming in, so we have the money to spend, whether it's from an IRA or a regular account, a non-qualified or non-tax-qualified account. So again, taking a look at the sources that we have. For some, it may be an annuity that they're able to exercise or begin taking systematic withdrawals from. That annuity itself, depending on its type, may allow you to draw income in several different ways. So taking a look at, all right, given the investments that I own, what are the tax consequences, number one, and what are my income options, number two, from that particular account? Many are very surprised at that. We have called, this doesn't happen every week, but about every other week, it seems, we call these institutions and ask them, what are our income options? Well, Dennis, it seems like you'd be able to figure that out after a while, right? Well, you wouldn't believe the different institutions and their products and what they offer in terms of those incomes. That can be a moving target, but given the fact that we want to draw income in and we think we need that income, that's the key. And can I stop it if I want? So taxes, number one. The amounts, number two. How much can I draw without taking a penalty? What are my income options? And what if I change my mind? You know, I'm at Target, and I don't want the organic bananas. I want the regular bananas.
Well, you want to know my strategy at Target to keep myself from overspending?
Sure.
Like, if I think I want it, I put it in my cart. But then I wait until I go to check out, and then I decide then whether or not I can live without it.
You budget, you know, on you and your as you're running kind of thing.
Dennis, don't call me out on the air like this. Yes, it's true. Kind of. I acknowledge that I'm somewhat impulsive, so then I leave room for that, but then I rein it in.
Yeah.
It's self-awareness,
just in
right?
Case. That's right.
That's what it comes down to.
With what works for us. So we are individuals.
So, and just to, when you talk, when it's time to retire, somebody's worked hard all their lives, They've saved. They've got 401k and an IRA and a pension and Social Security. And they've been fastidious about that.
Yeah.
But you're saying when the time comes, they have more decisions to make.
They do.
And they can...
Fortunately or unfortunately, I mean, honestly, I'd much rather have seven decisions possibly to make than two.
Yeah. None of that stuff kicks in automatically, though, right? You don't just send a letter to your 401k administrator and say, hey, that's it, we're done, start sending us checks.
No, it doesn't work that way. Now, the pension usually tends to work much more simply, and or Social Security. Social Security is amazingly simple to start. 6 months into it, though, here's a twist. I mean, you could have theoretically started Social Security, and then you get another consulting job, and you're stunned by how much you're making. Dear, you won't believe what just happened today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So given that's the case, you can stop the Social Security income as long as you do it within 12 months. So what are my options given that I start is a huge part. And then what are the taxes?
Taxes.
Amazing how it's exciting. It's an exciting time. Generally for men, it takes us about a year to get accustomed to the retirement gig. But once you do...
For their wives, too.
Yeah, that too.
Honey, can you go somewhere 8 hours
again.
A day?
Is there somewhere you wanted to be? Yeah. Given that's the case, it's incredible. I'm 63 right now. Should I wait until I'm 66 in 3 months, my full retirement age, or FRA, as the Social Security Administration calls it? You may indeed want to take a look at it, especially if you're going to have income. Because that income that you're bringing in from that part-time job may still kick off some of those very early years, because Social Security is based on your top 35 years.
Oh.
35. So, Ron, you're young enough. You haven't been working 35 years.
No.
See what I'm saying?
Yep. Ron is only 35. He's got a long ways to go.
36.
Oh, 36. I'm sorry. Way off.
But you see where that goes, because if you're dropping those off, so it's not just the 8% increase you may be getting. You may be getting a further increase because those previous years are dropping off because they were much lower incomes. So you're going to get the top 35 years of income. So those averages, you may increase them much more than you previously thought. Dear, you know, I'm much better than you even knew.
So for most people, especially if they have that Social Security they'll have, perhaps a pension and a 401 and an IRA and who knows what.
Yes.
Don't most people then seek out counseling to make those decisions?
Many do.
I mean, it would think.
Some don't. Some like doing it on their own.
It's intimidating.
And there are individualists out there who like to do this sort of thing on their own. And I applaud them. But for those who don't and or want a second opinion, that's what we're here for. That's what we do. So it may not just be Social Security for you. Speaking of Ron, what about the lovely Laura, as you say?
Yes.
So her income from Social Security can make a huge difference. And then in my case, if I wait, then Jill's benefit is going to be that much greater given that I pass away early. I get taken out by the bus at age 75 or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about your benefit in some respects. It's about the survivor benefit, too. So just looking at all these different pieces and parts, my gosh, this is where you can make a significant difference, having thought through the tax, number one, the income options, number two, how can my income increase, and do we want to draw? Generally, for every 4 years that you wait to draw Social Security and take out of your own investments, you're going to leave another 5 years, on an average, based on the stats, of income at the end of your life expectancy. So waiting for Social Security is going to give you another five or so at the end, given the size of your portfolio.
So say you retire at 64, you start hitting up your 401k and or IRA, and you wait until 68, full retirement age, FRA as they say in the business.
Now,
and
67 is actually
67,
the max.
Okay.
Full retirement
67,
age.
You start taking Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take less than back off on what you're taking out of your 401k?
Yes.
Because you don't. Yeah.
Because you don't need as much. And that's theoretically where it works the best. Because you back off the amount then that you're drawing out of your 401k or IRA, and you start your Social Security benefit at its full amount. Now, the catch, the thing to always think about is, hopefully, and there never will be means testing. In some ways, there already is means testing. That means if you save too much, they may cut Social Security benefits. That's been threatened in the past. could occur in the future. So there's always the caveat to this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Keep those things in mind, given your own personal situation and your willingness to trust. I think what's an interesting stat here to bolster some of the stats, the prophet of finance at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, compared the results of claiming benefits, Social Security benefits, at age 62, mm-hmm. comma, 66, and 70 for someone with a 401k balance of $700,000. A Social Security primary insurance amount, that would be their income, of $1,500 a month, and a 30-year life expectancy. So 62 to 92. Pretty conservative in terms of not everyone expect, obviously, to live that long. Now, the retiree needs, in this case, about $3,000 a month in inflation-adjusted or after-tax income, and the portfolio is assumed to grow at an inflation-adjusted rate of 1.22% a year, which is generally the, it's the amount after inflation and taxes. In all cases, the retiree leaves work at age 62. Research shows that the retiree's investment portfolio will last 5 years longer for each four-year period he or she delays benefits.
Mm-hmm.
If the retiree taps his retirement plan for bridge income until they collect benefits at 70, the 401k goes down quickly during these 4 to 8 years, but then levels out. But he gets about $130,000 lifetime extra in spending than if he started benefits at 62. Now, I recognize there's a lot of noise and argumentation in some cases about this, about starting early or later with Social Security. And there are a lot of other variables. But this is still interesting in terms of a straight stat. It's something you may want to benchmark against in terms of, should I wait at least some while before collecting Social Security or even my pension, given that I've got a pension and the increasing benefits that I might get at some point in the future, because the variable that none of us knows is how long are we going to live.
Hello.
And many times our life expectancies now are much longer than we thought. And apparently men are drawing to be neck and neck with women in terms of life expectancies. Life expectancies are drawing to beginning to be much closer for both male and females within the populace. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you just put on the, like, I plan to live forever? No.
I've had some people say emphatically that they will live to 100. 100.
What happens if you, underestimate? You plan, you're like 80. My parents didn't live past 80. I'm not going to live past 80. And then you're 87.
Yeah. Then what happens?
Well, some people say, you know what? If I run out at 85, I'm going to let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
But they really say that. But to at least have thought that through about how would I like to respond at that level. And for those who want to run a financial plan, there it is. You can see with some very conservative estimates, what about are we looking at in terms of a lump sum, and do we have some space? And on that Ferrari, California, that we've
never
bought.
The safe way to play it would be to estimate a short life, forego any money into health care, and live it up. Smoke, drink, gamble, travel, 62, enjoy, take
Forget
your money
early.
Forget
this responsibility, dear. Let's just
you
go.
Say it's 70, you know, you're in your 70s. And they, yeah. Ah, this guy really had a hard life, but he's lived hard the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Ron's whole Facebook will be selfies with the hashtag YOLO. YOLO.
Who's that with the cowboy hat? Yeah, that's Ron Jolly after
Who's
he retired.
Who's the old guy at Burning Man there?
That'd be amazing, please. I would love to see that.
Yeah, well, you're all out there sweating it out, counting your money.
He's living it up at Burning Man.
I'll be at Cedar Point.
That's okay. Dennis will be at Disney, apparently.
Cedar Point. Dennis. Oh, my gosh.
Dennis will be out there with his chainsaw.
What was that ride at Cedar Point? It's called the Blue...
The Blue Streak.
Blue Streak.
It's about a million years ago.
Oh, that was the big stuff when I was
that
a kid.
Oh, they're beyond that now. They're,
yes, I know.
They're beyond that now.
Yeah, now you're going 102 miles an hour, I think,
Thrills.
On those things, aren't you? Crazy. So... Taking a look at taxes, what the incomes are going to be, life expectancies. Try to take all these things into account and survivability. What about spouses, loved ones, the others, and being intentional about this sort of thing? What a huge difference it can make over a lifetime.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's PROUT financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes.